Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. John Brown, A Biography, is a 1909 work of historical biography by W.E.B. Du Bois, centered on the white abolitionist who led the 1859 raid on Harper's Ferry and became one of the most contested figures in the struggle over slavery. The book is not a neutral chronology in the narrow sense. It is a literary, moral, and political interpretation of Brown as a man whose life exposed the central contradiction of the United States, a republic committed to liberty while protecting human bondage. Du Bois traces Brown from his religious upbringing and ordinary economic struggles to his militant opposition to slavery, placing individual action within the larger conflict between abolitionism and slave power. Written by one of the leading black intellectuals of the 20th century, the biography also belongs to African-American historical thought. Its purpose is to explain why Brown mattered not only as a radical reformer, but as a figure deeply connected to black aspirations for freedom, citizenship, and dignity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, John Brown as a moral actor, rather than a conventional great man. Du Bois presents Brown through a form of biography that differs from accounts built mainly around office, wealth, military rank, or institutional authority. Brown had little of the public status usually associated with national influence. His importance in this reading comes from the intensity and consistency of his moral commitment. Du Bois emphasizes the force of conviction as a historical power, arguing through the life of Brown that a person outside formal power structures can still disturb the foundations of an unjust order. This does not make Brown simple or flawless. The book recognizes the severity of his methods and the extremity of his choices, but it treats those choices as responses to a system that itself depended on organized violence. The result is a biography less interested in social prestige than in ethical causation. Brown becomes significant because he acted as if slavery was not merely a political issue to be managed, but a moral crime requiring direct resistance. That framing explains why Du Bois can view him as revolutionary, prophetic, and tragic without reducing him to fanaticism. Secondly, the Harper's Ferry raid is part of black self-assertion and abolitionist struggle. A distinctive feature of the book is that Du Bois does not isolate Harper's Ferry as the private adventure of one white radical. He links it to a wider history of black resistance, abolitionist organizing, and demands for manhood rights. Brown is important because he aligned himself with the freedom claims of enslaved and free black people, rather than treating emancipation as a distant humanitarian preference. Du Bois had already explored the development of African-American political consciousness in earlier work, and this biography extends that concern by showing Brown as a participant in a struggle shaped by black agency. The raid itself failed as an immediate military action, but Du Bois treats it as historically revealing because it forced the nation to confront slavery as a conflict that compromise could no longer contain. In this sense, Harper's Ferry becomes an extreme expression of a broader movement toward self-assertion. The event matters not only because of its tactical aims, but because it dramatized the gap between legal order and moral justice. Du Bois uses Brown to show how anti-slavery politics moved from petition and persuasion toward confrontation. Thirdly, religious conviction and the making of an abolitionist conscience, Du Bois gives considerable weight to the religious and moral formation of Brown. The biography portrays him as a man shaped by a stern Christian environment, a strong sense of providence, and a belief that slavery violated the deepest obligations of human fellowship. This religious dimension is essential to the book because it explains why Brown could not treat slavery as one policy question among others. For him, according to the interpretation Du Bois develops, bondage was a sin that implicated the nation and demanded action. And demanded the biblical tone of the portrait also helps explain why Brown appears in the biography as both a disciplined reformer and a severe judge of society. His faith did not lead him toward quiet endurance. It led him toward intervention. Du Bois is careful to connect belief with conduct. Brown provided aid to fugitive enslaved people, built interracial alliances, and eventually embraced armed resistance because his conscience required practical expression. The book therefore examines religion not as private sentiment, but as a source of political energy. It shows how moral absolutism can generate both courage and dangerous intensity when placed against a system as brutal as slavery. Fourthly, violence, repression, and the cost of liberty in a slaveholding republic. One of the central tensions in the biography is the problem of violence. Brown used force, and Du Bois does not erase that fact. Instead, he asks readers to measure Brown actions against the violence already embedded in slavery, slave patrols, legal coercion, family separation, and racial terror. This comparative frame is crucial. The book does not present militancy as an easy or universally desirable solution, but it challenges interpretations that condemn abolitionist violence while normalizing the violence of enslavement. Du Bois repeatedly returns to the idea that repression has a price, and that societies which refuse justice may produce more extreme forms of resistance. Brown becomes a case study in the moral consequences of delayed freedom. The raid on Harper's Ferry failed in immediate terms, yet it exposed how deeply slavery depended on fear and armed power. Du Bois uses the episode to widen the ethical question. If peaceful appeals are ignored and legal systems protect oppression, then responsibility for conflict cannot be assigned only to those who resist. The biography, therefore, frames Brown as a symptom of national crisis, as much as an individual insurgent. Lastly, Du Boisian history as a challenge to racial hierarchy and historical exclusion, the book reflects the broader intellectual project of Du Bois. As a sociologist, historian, and activist, he wrote against theories that treated racial inequality as natural or biologically fixed. In John Brown, a biography, the argument takes historical form. Brown matters because his life demonstrates interracial solidarity grounded in a recognition of shared humanity. He is a white abolitionist, but Du Bois does not use him to displace black struggle. Instead, Brown is valuable because he rejected the racial assumptions of his society and acted in concert with the freedom claims of black people. This makes the biography a critique of both slavery and the later historical narratives that minimized black agency or dismissed radical abolitionism as irrational. Du Bois also writes with the awareness that memory is political. At the time of publication, debates over race, citizenship, and accommodation were urgent. And the book implicitly contests accounts of American history that sought reconciliation without justice. By placing Brown with an African-American historical consciousness, Du Bois broadens the meaning of biography. The life of one man becomes a lens for examining how race, power, memory, and moral responsibility shape national history. In conclusion, John Brown, a biography, is best suited for readers interested in abolitionism, African-American intellectual history, Civil War origins, and the moral conflicts of political resistance. It will be especially valuable for those who want more than a factual outline of Brown life. Du Bois offers a historically grounded interpretation shaped by questions of race, justice, and national memory. The book helps readers think about how individual conviction interacts with social crisis, why oppressed communities and their allies may reject gradual reform, and how later historians decide which forms of resistance are honored or condemned. Compared with many biographies of Brown, the work stands out because it is written from within a black historical and political tradition. And Du Bois sees Brown not simply as a controversial white abolitionist, but as a figure whose actions touch the aspirations of enslaved and free black Americans. That perspective gives the book a distinctive place in its category. It combines biography, moral argument, and racial analysis without separating the life of Brown from the larger history of American democracy. Modern readers may also notice some limitations typical of an early 20th century work, including its interpretive style and distance from later archival scholarship. Even so, its enduring value lies in the clarity with which Du Bois connects slavery, resistance, interracial solidarity, and the unresolved meaning of freedom. If you would like to support W.E.B. Du Bois, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.